This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. A new exhibit at the Carrie M. McLean Memorial Museum showcases traditional Native foods and the ways they are prepared throughout the Bering Strait region. KNOM's Katie Kaczmarski reports on how the exhibit incorporates footage from both the U.S. and Russian sides of the Bering Strait.
It was a beautiful day in July. Hunters came to that camp we were staying in. It's in Nunyamo. It's on the Russian side. It's between Lavrentia and Uilen. It's actually not far from here.
As he speaks, Igor Pasternak watches his own footage from July of 2017. In it, a subsistence hunter works carefully processing walrus blubber by the shore, one of the several walruses harvested that day. The water near where he stands is bright red.
He is making a tuktuk. He is making a roll out of the walrus skin and blubber. So, and they're going to stuff it with some organs. They're going to put a kidney and heart and piece of liver inside of this and let it sit and ferment.
The clip is projected on the entire wall in the exhibit room in the Carrie M. McLean Memorial Museum. The footage is all part of the multimedia exhibit Aging with Change, Food Arts in the Bering Strait, which is on display in Nome until October 18th. It's a joint effort by Igor Pasternak and Sveta Yaman Pasternak, both professors at University of Alaska Fairbanks, who have spent 20 years studying Bering Strait foodways. Sveta welcomed visitors to the exhibit's opening on July 12th.
This is major sitting. And definitely put your elbows on the table.
Shall we watch it?
Yeah. Well, it's up to you.
All right.
You can take turns.
Are they all in footage right now?
Differences in regional food preparation extend beyond new ingredients, and the Pasternaks say that people throughout the 15 different communities they've worked in recognize that and want to know more.
People really always want to know how do they work with this particular material, with products from these animals, from these plants, and how do they put them together in the neighboring villages or in the villages on the Russian side of the Bering Strait. The show is just another step in the process with continuing to have this sharing, this knowledge exchange.
Sue Steinacker, Nome resident and visitor to the exhibit, echoed that she's noticed a vast variety in the way traditional foods are produced in her travels throughout the region. She applauded the exhibit for using photography and videography to engage the viewer in those differences.
How the diameters split walrus skins for skin boats is completely different than how the St. Lawrence Islanders do. And what I saw in the village of Serenity was entirely different than either of those. So it's fascinating. Everybody's headed to a similar endpoint of edible, cherished food. And yet there may be a lot of differences how they get to that same point.
Aging with Change is open to the public at the Carrie M. McLean Memorial Museum until October 18th. Reporting in Nome, I'm Katie Kaczmarski.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.